Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo. I sat down with Dwayne Betts at our recent soundcheck session to ask him about his new album.
Got a new album out called Wild and Precious Life on Royal Potato Records. Your first solo full-length album. Congratulations on that. I love the review that No Depression had on it. It says, Wild and Precious Life secures Dwayne Betts' place in the pantheon of great Southern rockers. Just right note guitar playing and reflective lyrics. Quite a compliment.
Yeah, I liked reading that. I mean, we thought we got a real kick out of that. We're really proud of the record. I mean, anytime you put a lot of energy into something, I mean, you hope folks like it.
Every time I hear that album, it doesn't matter what track I put it on, it brings a smile to my face.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's kind of the intention.
It seems like it was really important for you to go back to Florida to finalize the album and to record it. What makes that so special?
It was really natural how it all happened. I mean, I began writing quite a bit in the summer of 2020 during the pandemic. I was spending quite a bit of time in Jackson Hole. I have a place there. So that's where I started writing, and it became pretty obvious that some of those songs were for a Dwayne Betts record. And then the other portion of the writing was done right up leading up to the recording session, and that was down at my dad's house. And you know, as the body of work starts to take shape, it kind of becomes clear, you know, and just my roots, those are my deepest roots, are in Florida, and my dad's roots and his grandfather's roots. So
you spent about 2 decades playing with your dad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a father-son relationship. It's a band leader, band member relationship. How did that impact your personal relationship?
You know, it's a different bond. I mean, playing music with your family is one of the most sacred things, you know, and I think it's something that you can kind of be in the moment and really have gratitude for it, but I don't think you really understand the value of it until later, you know. And, you know, thank God my dad's still, he's almost 80, and he's still with us. But, you know, I've said it before, I think those moments are some of the moments. I mean, I could go and headline, you know, Madison Square Garden, but I think some of those moments will be the highest regarded, you know.
And now a live version of the Almond Betts Band tune, Shinin'.
Set me free, gonna go.
That was Dwayne Betts in Palmetto Motel live with Shinin for our sound check session. I asked Dwayne about what it's like living with his father's legacy.
You have a great legacy in music, obviously. You know, your dad in the Allman Brothers. You're named for Dwayne Allman. You know, it's hard to get away from that. Was there ever a time in your career where you really wished that you didn't have that or you wanted to do something different?
The reality is that it's not a huge weight to carry. I mean, it's a little bit of a weight to carry, but it's a weight that you're happy to carry. You're proud of it. So, you know, that's some of the greatest music ever made. And if your dad's in a truly great band, that's not something to complain about. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, have it worse off than, you know. So.
It's clear you love it because you're coming back to Charlottesville in December, part of the Allman Betts family reunion.
Yes, yeah, we'll be back shortly, next month, I believe. Yeah. So I don't know the exact date. You do. But yeah, I mean, that's something that, just shortly, that's something that if you, on a bad day, if you let yourself get in your head, you can, you know, you can worry about anything, or like, you don't think that you have to live up to something that was done before. And you don't, you know, you want to make your music, live your life, be happy, live a simple life. You don't have to live up and sell as many tickets or win as many awards or sell as many. You don't have to do anything. Just live a happy life, you know. So that's the idea of that, you know.
That's good advice. When you were a kid, you started out on drums, right? And then you switched to guitar.
Yeah.
And you progressed on guitar really fast, which is really impressive. What made you do the switch, and then what do you attribute coming up to speed on guitar so quickly that you could perform with your dad when you were 16?
Well, I found it to be more expressive. You could say more on it. Mm-hmm. When I was really, really young, my dad had a little ukulele, and he would, you know, move my fingers around and show me little chords, and I just vaguely remember it. But I really didn't like it. I thought it was too hard, and I specifically said, I want to play drums. I want to, you know, I need a set of drums. And so I don't know how old I was, but so I kind of turned away from the stringed instruments and played drums first. And then later on, being around guitars and playing in kind of garage bands that, you know, my friends were playing guitar, we'd take a break, the guitar would be sitting there, I'd see what they were doing, and I'm like, you know, I think I can maybe do that. And I started picking up stuff, and then I got really into it. You know, I just started listening to records and trying to learn as much as I possibly could. You know?
Sounds like you really grew into it.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely had good teachers. Being, you know, growing up through my high school years, I was homeschooled, and you know, listening to my dad and Warren Haynes every night. I mean, those are two pretty solid guitar
players.
Yeah,
that's pretty darn good.
So, you know, and they'll throw you right into the fire. It's like you're playing. You know? I didn't want to play. I was scared. I wanted to, but I just wanted to get it under my belt and feel the relief of doing it. I didn't want to deal with the pressure of it. So I purposely, the first time I sat in, I purposely left my guitar at the hotel.
Wow.
Not using my head and realizing, well, they have 20 other guitars. They're just, my dad was like, oh, that's fine. You know, you can play one of mine. I've got about 25 guitars, you know, between me and Warren, we have plenty of guitars. So you're not getting out of it.
You probably know now that he knew exactly what you were doing, right?
Yeah, he probably knew. Yeah, I just didn't want to deal with it, you know. But I felt amazed after I did it, and it went off like without a hitch. I felt like I had, you know, climbed Mount Everest, you know. So.
And now a live version of Cold Dark World from the new album Wild and Precious Life.
This old town is bent and broken. See the rust on your dream. To yourself, you are a stranger. Is that all you'll ever be? It's a cold, dark world. Your heart is beating, so you ain't beefing no cold dog. Out on these streets, there's the angels sleeping. Feel like you are.
rolling in. It might get the best of me. I might be to blame, but that won't change what we be with me. So cold, dark, wild, my heart is beating, so I ain't beat by no cold.
Thank everyone here at the Jefferson for their support for this session, the WNRN staff, our members and their guests. Thanks for being here, and especially Dwayne Betts and Palmetto Motel. I'm Bob Masalgo for WNRN. Thanks so much.
Thank you.